The good news of the gospel is evident in your life when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You now have citizenship and are part of a new governing body that gives you right standing with your Heavenly Father.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Jeremy Pearsons. Now, get ready to receive the Word of God today. We have hand-selected a teaching by Brother Copeland from the KCM Archives on your right standing with God. This is foundational teaching on knowing who you are in Christ Jesus and understanding how to allow God's Word to transform your life. So, gather your family around to watch today's broadcast as we join Brother Copeland now.
We've got some good things in store for you. I've been talking about this all week long. In fact, I want to go back in there and read some of those early scriptures that we read concerning the righteousness of God. Righteousness is, if you didn't watch yesterday's broadcast, you find you somebody that's taped it or something and get a hold of it. We talked about the fact that a person that was born, say, in some other country other than the United States, he's born outside this nation, and he legally comes into this nation and becomes a citizen of this nation, then he's no longer subject to that nation he was born in. He's living under the laws and all of the rights and privileges of being a citizen of the United States. In fact, that's the reason people are lined up to get into this country, because we have more rights and privileges and they're supported by law and by enforcement of law than any other nation on earth. It's called the Bill of Rights, and it is written into the Constitution of the United States that we have certain rights in this nation. It's illegal to try to take them away from us. Now, what about somebody that's born outside the kingdom of God? Now think about that a little bit. I mean, a person in his natural birth is born outside of the kingdom of God. Now this person that was, say, born in Peru or born in France or born in Spain or someplace else, when he became a citizen of the United States, he was legally reborn. Isn't that right? I mean, as far as his national citizenship was concerned, he didn't go back into the womb of his mother. He was transferred from the rights, rules, privileges, all of that, of one nation over into another one. He became a citizen of the United States, and he has every right and privilege guaranteed by constitutional law of a citizen of this nation. I mean, just like he was born in, in downtown USA. His citizenship guarantees that to him, doesn't it? So really, what's happened to him, as far as his national citizenship is concerned, he'd been reborn. Now, that's exactly what happens when a man or a woman makes Jesus Christ the Lord of his life. What he does is change his allegiance, change his spiritual headship from Satan, who is the father of all of those that don't belong to God. I mean, it's not because you're not insulting a man by saying that Satan is the guy's Lord. Unless the man has purposely made the devil his Lord, then that's an insult. Anybody be that stupid. But a man is born into this world is born under the spiritual leadership and headship of Satan because of Adam's union with him. It caused certain things to come to pass that brought us into that. We didn't have anything to do with it. We got it by birth. But if we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives, the Bible said in Colossians chapter 1, the 12th and the 13th verses, giving thanks unto God, who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son, or into the nationality of God's dear Son, into right standing, into joint heirship. I mean, the New Testament says it over and over in so many different ways. God wants you to know that those that believe on His name, to them He has given the right. That's the reason it's called righteousness. He has given the right or the privilege, King James says the power, to become sons of God. Hallelujah. So now, the Word says, My God shall meet your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. When we take advantage of our sonship in Christ, we take advantage of His being our Lord, which literally means that in Him we have everything that belongs to Him, that He has given to us everything that belongs to His Father in Him. Now, Jesus hadn't sinned, you see. He hasn't broken the will of God. He hasn't separated from God. He hasn't made a union with the devil. He's not one with the devil. He's one with the Heavenly Father, and He's broken the power and the authority that death had over us, keeping us not right with God. When He was raised from the dead, hallelujah, all of death's power was broken. He's Lord, head of a race of people that are not, that is not determined by your national origin, nor by the color of your skin, nor by your creed or background, but by the fact that you have made and by choice have literally given Jesus Christ of Nazareth power of attorney over you, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. Now, when you did that, then He gave you His name, giving you power of attorney or citizenship in the kingdom of heaven. You have the right to use His name. You have His name. I'll tell you how it works. Another illustration of this, when Gloria and I got married, when we made covenant with one another, I gave her all that I have. I gave her my name. Now, what happened to her? Literally, she stepped from the niece family over into the Copeland family, and she has every right to all that's mine in the Copeland family. A.W. Copeland's my earthly father, and still going strong, praise the Lord. Serve God all the days of my life. Well, all that I inherit from Mr. A.W. is just as much Gloria's as it is mine. She writes my name with ease. I mean, has no problem about it. She doesn't stop and say, oh, I wonder if I have a right to use this name today. I don't feel like all that great a wife. Maybe, no, maybe do it. I mean, she writes my name, Gloria Copeland. Why? It's hers. It's just as much hers as it is mine. When you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, His name is as just much yours as it is His. And anything that the name of Jesus will do for Jesus, it'll do for you. He gave it to you. He's our righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Amen. That's the gospel. That's the good news. Now listen to this. In the fourth chapter of the book of Romans, this is talking about the life of Abraham. Now, you have to remember, Abraham's life is over on the promise side of the cross of Calvary, and our lives are over on the fact side. What was happening to Abraham was a promissory note of what was going to come to pass, and what is happening in the New Testament where you and I live is on the fact side. We have accepted the fact that it has come to pass. Abraham accepted the fact that it was going to come to pass. We've accepted the fact that it has come to pass. Now listen to this. In Romans chapter 4, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, or the reason for it, was that the promise might be sure. In other words, everything that's been promised in this New Testament is positive and sure to all the seed. In the book of Galatians, in the third chapter, you ready for this? Glory to God. If you be Christ's, if you belong to Jesus, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, if you made Jesus the Lord of your life, then you are heir to all the promises of God. Now, here he says, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Now, the Bible calls Jesus the seed of God. But if you belong to him, then are you as much the seed of God as Jesus is? But now listen to this. Not to that only which is of the law, or in other words, not just to the Jewish people only, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Now listen. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, like him whom he believed, even God, who makes alive the dead and calleth those things which are not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Now listen to this right here. He staggered not at the promise of God. He didn't say, now wait a minute, that's too good to be true. I just can't do that. Oh, I'm just an old ugly and unworthy nothing. I'm just so unworthy. I'm so undeserving. It can't be so. He could have done that. He was undeserving. But God wasn't trying to convince him that he was unworthy. God was trying to convince him that he wanted to do it for him anyway. Amen. Jesus shed his blood for us because we were unworthy. Now, for you and I to stay in that unworthy frame of mind and reject and stagger at the promises of God because of some kind of unworthiness, then that makes the blood of Jesus of no account in your life. Because he did it because you were unworthy. Now, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform it. Now listen to that. Being fully persuaded what he had promised, he was able to perform it, and therefore it was imputed or accredited, accounted unto him for righteousness. It was not written for his sake alone that it was accredited to him for righteousness, or accredited to him for worthiness, accredited to him for being right with God, accredited to him for everything being all right. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our righteousness. Praise God. You don't have to stagger at the promise of God and say, yeah, that may be good for the Jews, that's good for the preachers, that's good for the Baptists, that's good for the Methodists, but it's not any good for me. I'm just an old boy that come off of the street. I'm just an old gutter rat, you know, thank God. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a nobody. Quit staggering. Quit being a fool and begin to take advantage of the fact that there's not anybody that was worthy of it. Jesus did it for all of us. So let's all take advantage and believe and receive. Now, where he had credited to him, It was credited to him, given him credit for being right with God. And God went ahead and treated Abraham as if he was righteous. Here we are on the resurrection side of the cross of Jesus Christ. Here we are on the fact side. The fact is that the blood has already been shed. The price has already been paid. The devil's already been defeated. Jesus has been raised from the dead. He's seated on the right hand of God Almighty on high. And it is not given to us as credit or a promissory note. It is given to us. We have been made the righteousness of God in Him. Therefore, being made righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the next verse says, Romans 5:1. 17th verse says, "For if by one's offense death reigned by one, much more they which received the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ." One translation says, they'll reign like kings in this life by Jesus being their Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Oh, the classic scripture on the righteousness of God. I was reading this. This was in late 1967. I had just found out a few days before concerning some things about the new birth. I found out that I had faith in me. I kept waiting to get faith. And then I found out through Brother Kenneth Hagin's tapes that faith was inborn in me when I got born again. So I went to my New Testament. I never heard anything like that. I heard him preach that, and I went to the New Testament. I searched out every scripture that he preached, and I read the New Testament again and found out, thank God, that is true, that we have received eternal life, that we have received the forces of the Spirit of God in us. We are reborn people, see. Well, says right here in 2 Corinthians 5:17, and I was reading along on that one day, you know, and I got down there, and I was hunting scriptures that said in Christ or in Him or in whom, because in Christ, anything it talks about somebody in Christ is talking about me. Anything that it says that person has, I have it because I'm in Christ. I made Him Lord of my life, you see. So I'm applying this word to my life and to my thinking, changing what I say. If I've been saying anything different from this, then I started saying what the word says. Now listen to what it says. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Well, I said, thank God. Look at this. I'm a new creature. Old things are passed away. Yes, amen. Behold, all things have become new. Yes, amen. I'm not the same old sin-ridden, dumbbell, crazy, you know, nut of a guy that was in North Little Rock, Arkansas in 1962. In November the 2nd, the night that I got born again, I really did get born again. And in the eyes of God and in a reality in my spirit, my spirit's been reborn. I'm not the same old man, thank God. And I'm born into a new kingdom. But at this time, I really didn't know that. I'm a new creature. I said, yes, amen. And I'm so thrilled. And I got down here to 21st verse. For he who knew no sin, that's Jesus, was made to be sin for us, that's me, that we might be made. Huh. And I thought, made in USA, made in Japan, made in Taiwan, made in Korea. I thought about manufactured, creation, new creature. See what it said there? Any man that is in Christ is a new creature. Glory be to God. That new creature, me, he who knew no sin, that's Jesus, was made to be sin for us, that's me, that we might be made the righteousness of God. We don't just have righteousness imputed to us or credited to us. Thank God in the blood of Jesus, we've been made the righteousness of God. The very spiritual substance that you're created from. Ephesians chapter 2 says we're created. We are His workmanship in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The material used by the Holy Ghost to create and bring into existence. Your born-again spirit is the substance of righteousness. You're made out of God. You're made out of what God's made out of. Oh, hallelujah. How is sometimes I could just pop your head open and just stuff that down in there and change your thinking forever. So when you stand and pray, you don't pray, oh, God, I'm just an old unworthy sinner. I'm just standing here. I don't deserve to have my prayers answered. Well, don't worry, you won't have. Ain't no use you worrying about that. You ain't going to get anything but a dry throat standing there praying that unbelief. That's a slap in the face of God. It's an insult to all that's right. And heaven doesn't hear that. Heaven doesn't have it recorded, you're an old, no good, unworthy, sorry, and pitiful old sinner just saved by grace. No, you were a sinner. You got saved by grace. And now the word of the living God says you are the righteousness of God. Now stand up and act like it. Not in pride. I'm the righteousness of God. No, no, no. Not in pride. As humble as you can. I mean, think about it. Think about this. I've been made the righteousness of God by the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, I was so unworthy. Oh, yes, I was such a wretch. Just like Amazing Grace said, it's Amazing Grace that saved a wretch like me. But I'm not still a wretch. I've been made the righteousness of God in Him, and by faith I plan to walk like it, talk like it. I say it because the Word says it. I don't say it because I feel all that righteous. I don't say it because I look all that righteous. I don't say it because of any other reason except God says I am. And the assurance and the peace that begins to work and come into your life because of it, I want you to know it is outstanding. Glory to God.
Righteousness. It is your right standing with God. It is a new creation reality. Because of the finished work of Jesus, each and every born-again believer has been brought into that right standing with God. Learn more about your position in Jesus in the Right Standing with God package by Kenneth Copeland. Through a 12-CD foundational series, you'll begin to have a true understanding of righteousness being a gift from God and not a reward for your good conduct. Fully accept God's love for you and be confident in the position of fellowship He has brought you into. The accompanying study guide provides an outline to go along with each CD, giving you tools to further your study and discover your rightful place in God. With the brief recaps, questions, and notes sections, understand how God sees you and walk totally free from guilt or condemnation. Become bold in your relationship with Jesus. Get hold of the revelation that will help you go as far as you dare in your faith.
Become completely confident of God's love, acceptance, and forgiveness for you. Order the Right Standing with God package and receive both the CD series and study guide for only $44.99, a savings of over 30%. Take your rightful place in Christ today. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 or write to us today. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
When you are in Christ Jesus, you are in right standing with God because He loves you. Love is His motivation for everything He's ever said and everything He's ever done for you. He gave you Jesus for one reason, because He loved you. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, then you need to do it today. This is how you get a taste of the love that God has for you. And all you have to do is just say this prayer after me. Just say, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. And I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I believe He lived for me, He died for me, and He rose again for me. And I ask you to fill me with your precious Holy Spirit, and I receive Him in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer, then you're born again. Your new life begins today, and you have right standing or a right to stand with God, and that gives you access to all of God's power, praise God. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a free salvation package that they'd like to send to you. It's a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria. And then along with that, we're going to send you two brochures on how to read, how to study your Bible. And all you have to do is let us know you want it. You can request your free salvation package on kcm.org. See yourself the way God sees you in Christ, and then begin to enjoy the life and the love that God has for you. Keep growing. Grow in this and grow in this. Not just growing naturally, grow spiritually. Read your Bible. Watch these broadcasts. Get the Word of God going in your eyes and in your ears. Stay in touch with the One who makes all things possible. Amen? Listen, don't miss this broadcast tomorrow. Brother Copeland's going to be teaching us how to be more conscious of victory than defeat, and how to receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness. As always, you do not want to miss this broadcast. And if you've missed any leading up to it, you can go to kcm.org. You can stream them. You can download them. It won't cost you anything. It's there as a free ministry resource for you. You get into it, let it bless you, and then pass the word along. Tell other people that they can have access to just thousands of hours of the Word of God. It's all free. Don't miss out on that. Thanks so much for watching today. This is Jeremy Pearson reminding you that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord.
Learn who you are in Christ and how to begin your new life in victory. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org. Jesus did it all for you. Receive His love and experience the good life God has for you. For additional teaching and free information on salvation, go to kcm.org. Continue to grow in God's Word with this week's Believer's Voice of Victory, available at kcm.org for purchase, streaming, or download. Let God's grace abound toward you and live in the blessing. This is your year of victory. Come to the Southwest Believers Convention June 30th through July 5th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, Keith Moore, and Bill Winston for a week-long conference that will change your life. Receive God's Word, His wisdom, and His plan to live a strong, healthy, blessed life. Bring your family and friends. There'll be live Spanish interpretation, pre-service prayer with Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, exciting youth services for teens, and Super Kid Academy for children. Come to a special partner meeting with Kenneth Copeland Friday morning. Then join Gloria Copeland for a powerful healing service on Saturday morning. Celebrate the 4th of July with us as we honor God for His goodness and celebrate our nation's birthday. It's all free June 30th through July 5th at the Southwest Believers Convention. For more information, go to kcm.org/southwest. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
When you and I make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, we can stand in the presence of Almighty God as if sin never existed because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ.